Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Tara Daly, Steve Meigs from the Daily Meigs Morning Show coming up.
We're honoring you as the future king of Sierra Leone.
Who is this, Elton John?
Didn't see music.
Who is this, Lady Smith Black Mambazo? What are we listening to here?
It's for you, man.
Hold on, wait till the chorus hits and I'll start singing.
Oh.
It's like what I do when I go to church. I fake like I know the song.
Whatever, God,
yeah. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, Tara Daly, Steve Meigs from Daily Meigs Morning Show coming up with the 10 best Kiss songs of all times. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. You've got mail. Coming from our question, guys, about 2 months ago, my brother informed me that our stepbrother has a child. She's about 3 or so. Big surprise to us because our stepbrother came out of the closet at 19. Come to find out, he was a donor for his friends who were lesbians and wanted a baby. He never speaks about her to us. Occasionally, I'll post a story with her in it, but that's about it. Thanks, guys. That's from Frankie J.
Huh. Okay.
Well, hopefully, he can still have some time with his daughter in life. Guys, went to high school in the early 80s. Extremely white school. One of the few black people was a girl named Linda. Very attractive, super smart, who I met in drama. I knew her dad was in the Army. A few years after high school, started hearing about this Army general in the news. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff named Colin Powell.
Yeah. My
heard of him.
My uncle, I knew that he worked for the Pentagon, at least for as long as I was alive. He made this big announcement that he was going to retire. And my mother, we lived in Baltimore at the time, the retirement's in D.C., and she's like, hey, just go down to this thing. And look, I loved my uncle, but I'm still like, man, I'm going to go to a retirement party. So we go to this thing, and it's like this fancy-ass hotel. One of the people wishing him good luck on his journey was freaking Colin Powell. And so, you know, I looked at my mother. I'm nudging her like, is that like Colin Powell? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, what does Archie do? That was his name, Archie. She's like, oh, he's in charge of all civilian personnel for the Pentagon in Europe. I had no idea. I did not know that he was a high-ranking dude.
How many tens of thousands of people is that?
And you wouldn't know, and I always hate to use Bill Cosby, so think Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable from The Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. That was kind of his personality, right? He was always jovial, never really got mad. If he was mad at you, it was more of a kind of funny learning lesson. You would have no idea that that's right. What he did. I was like, holy ass, man.
Oh, on to the birthdays, guys. I want to wish a happy birthday to Serena Mofo. Can I please have the dirty German tell her how they're going to break in that new hip she has? Lots of love, guys. That from Nathan Ashlyn, I guess, and Nolan. Sorry, Ashlyn.
That's a long name.
Yeah, listen, if you're going in to get your hip replaced, just go ahead and see if you can get 2 for 1, because we're going to work it out tonight.
Yeah, I got to get both of them. Joel, today's my husband Jesse's 35th birthday. He has waited years for a birthday to fall on a weekday for a shout-out. He converted me to being a listener a decade ago. Even our four-year-old makes sure that we do not turn off KISW.
Yeah!
All right.
That's all right. He is a mountain climbing, rock hounding, guitar playing, stay-at-home dad, and we love him so much. So happy birthday from the little one and me. Could he please get a big old bong rip, a cut that bitch off, and the dirty German talking about climbing mountains? Thanks, guys. That's from Christina.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Yeah, if you like mountain climbing so much, I'll tell you what you do. Start at the mossy cottage down in the valley, then work your way up Mount Christina. And after you've conquered that, tell her that she needs to go hard rock climbing.
Guys, I want to wish my husband, J.D. Batman, a very happy birthday. He turns another year younger today. He is my absolute everything. My today, my tomorrow, forever and always.
Well, Lord.
He'd like a fart montage and the dirty German talking about what is going to happen to him tonight. Maybe a bong rip. Thank you, guys, and rock on. That's from the wife, Terry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you do it right, she'll make all of those noises out of her front side. Yeah, that's 2 minutes later. You thought it was over. You're cuddling in bed. There's one more.
Sorry.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Yeah, thank you, Mom. Still at it.
A couple of extra emails here. Bud's training. This is from the story we brought you, the random one yesterday, over the guys on the Tufts lacrosse team that attempted the Navy SEAL training regimen for 45 minutes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Turns out 12 of them went to the hospital. I read CNN today. It says that a couple of them are still in there and they're not doing very well.
Like, what can, do they go in serious?
Some kind of muscle toxic thing that's released that just.
Oh, yeah. If you do too much or whatever, your muscles release
something
that, bad.
It's not good. Guys, yesterday you asked if you'd rather do 45 minutes of SEAL training or hike the Appalachian Trail.
Hike.
Keep in mind, with Buds, you have to swim, do pull-ups, run, etc. But these guys are tired and hungry. When I was in boot camp, we had SEALs beat us up once a week or two to do their workouts. It was not fun. But those guys have it way worse. That from Brian. As we did the math on this, we're trying to figure out, like, is there a member of the staff that can maybe do one of the things and get the job done?
We're not talking about our show. We're talking everyone on these airwaves. On this station, if we did like a relay race, right?
So, like, I want to say it was 4 miles in like 31 minutes, which is around a 7 minute mile. Now, I've seen Castle run sub eights.
Right.
But I don't know that he could, I don't know if you could bang. I mean, that's a different way to run than the kind of running that you do when you're running a race. I mean, unless you normally don't book it that fast unless you're in the front and you're going to try to win it.
Of course.
So, I don't know anybody could do that. Steve, you got to what? 39 push-ups today?
They do 60. 60. I'm at 39.
The pull-ups are 10.
I can do that.
You could do 10 pull-ups.
I could do 10 pull-ups.
I could probably do 4 or 5. And
really?
Be gassed after that. I probably could get the sit-ups done.
I could do all 10 pull-ups, but after doing pull-ups, maybe bang out 30 push-ups, realistically.
But they do that all back-to-back. Then there's like a swim involved, too, which is
Ted.
I can't.
We're pushing Ted's ass in the water. He's swimming that.
It was in meters, so I'm not sure what that equates to, but either way.
Yeah, so that was our best bet to pull off just the 45-minute version, not the full training.
There's no way. Yeah. One more email. Ola Bachola's a near-death experience. When I was 9 years old, my dad had to jump in and pull me out of a swimming pool after my older sister dared me to jump into the deep end. He worked at IBM at the time and was still in his suit after work. A few years later, while eating pepperoni pizzas at Petro's in Vancouver, Washington, my mom had to give me the Heimlich because I was trying to eat too much pizza too fast. Fortunately, she was a nurse and had training on the procedure. Good times, guys. That's from Scott in Bend, Oregon.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for
sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, Jared Daly, Steve Mix with Daily Mix Morning Show.
Yes.
Gentlemen.
Oh, how you guys been?
You know, we've been great.
Surviving, man. Crazy weekend. Took my kids to the fair during the last couple of days. And it's just pure insanity there.
Did you end up going to the Seahawks game too?
Yes.
Wow, that's a hell of a busy weekend.
That is a lot of weekend.
3-0.
Too much weekend.
You guys are 3-0.
Let's go.
That's
very exciting.
Wow, and your Cougs are 4-0.
Dude, it is a dream come true for me. The start to the football season.
How are we doing on the bets on the fantasy thing? Are we?
Oh Lord,
not good. Are we doing good?
It depends who you ask.
We're doing good. Yeah. All right, we're doing good.
This was a rough week for the Bowie buddies. Yeah. Just
the Bowie buddies.
I see.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. Let's see. Yes, it is, because that means whatever the deal is at the end of the. What are you guys doing? You're drinking milk on the air all morning. Is that the bet?
Oh Lord, what
are we?
I don't know.
Whole
I hope
vitamin
not.
D milk.
I think all of us are very anti.
Made it up.
This sounds like a terrible idea for someone who's plant based.
4 hours of farting.
Oh my gosh.
All morning long.
Especially for someone who hasn't had real dairy in a long time, that's going to be real bad.
Hey, if we
lose, you'll crap yourself.
If we lose, we got to deal with him. He can't tolerate it either.
Oh no.
Vitamin D milk. I think it's easy.
You know,
the
creamy
thick stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I could have got some at the fair.
Unpasteurized.
What kind of food did you get?
We just get the garden burger, although it was a great moment.
They have a garden burger at the state fair?
It was very hard to find.
I was going
to try to find anything for somebody who does not eat meat at the fair is almost impossible. It's just like yakisoba. I went to the taco place. I'm like, hey, man, can I just get a taco with no meat, just like the vegetables? And the girl, who's like 12, looks at me like I'm insane. She's like, what do you mean you don't want meat? I'm like, I don't eat meat. Can I just get it with like some vegetables? Like, the only vegetables we put on this are jalapenos and onions. I was like, that sounds terrible. I'll go find somewhere else.
Oh my. Damn. You could have an ear corn.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, corn. You could have funnel cake. I mean, come on. You
yeah.
There's stuff there.
It's scones. Just, you get me a little. Yeah.
It's not good for you.
There's nothing. What is good for you at the fair?
That hot dog shirt that Taryn has on right there. Why do you have a hot dog shirt?
Well, we wore these to Limp Bizkit because they have an album called The Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water.
Still the dumbest album title.
But that's not the chocolate starfish they're referencing.
No, this is the hot dog flavored water they're referencing, and he happens to be dabbing.
We didn't want to get matching chocolate starfish shirts for, obvious reasons.
I see. All right. Well, good news. Today is National Kiss Day. If you did not know, I don't know if that's in the U.S. or if that's worldwide or whatever the deal is.
You know, I just don't know. I haven't heard a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd probably be International Kiss Day if it was outside of the U.S., right?
Probably so. I mean, you could probably celebrate it anywhere, I guess. So today, for your listening pleasure, what we have put together is the 10 best Kiss songs of all times on Sit and Spin.
10, number 10.
I think I finally had enough. I think I maybe think too much. I think this
doesn't sound right.
I hate you guys.
What?
Oh, did you think we meant the band?
Yeah, I was fired up.
Yeah, we know.
Is this Pink?
This is Pink. Do you know the name of the song?
I do not.
It is Blow Me One Last Kiss.
Hey.
Oh, I thought you were going to just say Blow Me.
No, One Last Kiss.
Apparently. What it's part is that parentheses? One Last Kiss?
Yes.
This is not Gene Simmons, guys.
Apparently, according to Ted, Pink puts on an amazing show.
I can believe it.
She had like a following like the Grateful Dead, kind of.
I mean, she was just here like a couple weeks ago at the Tacoma Dome. None of us went. Yeah.
I might need some acid to go see her, too.
They're called Pink Heads.
Are they really?
No. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll believe anything.
10 best Kiss songs of all time.
Number 9.
When's she going to tour the pole, though?
I got to see Seal earlier this year. It was really bad.
It was?
Really?
I mean, I knew this song one other song. And then he just talked way too much, like told way too many stories.
About what? What is he? What the Seal talking about?
I'll tell you what he says. He says, arf, 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 arf.
Talking about Heidi Klum. I don't know, but I was like, I want to see you perform. I don't know anything about you other than these two songs. Stop talking.
Why would he think anyone went to a concert to listen to him talk?
It was the weirdest thing.
Jesus.
I can't. Those are loud, man.
10 best Kiss songs of all time.
8, number 8.
Oh, kiss me.
Oh, yeah.
Beneath the
heart.
Twilight.
sixpence none the richer.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Did I get it right?
Yes.
I think you're right.
Okay, so that's.
Are you really proud for knowing that?
Well, yeah, because this was in like I think it was on She's All That. Was it She's All That?
Yes. At least
all right. So,
one of the soundtracks.
Okay, so here's the deal. That's a one-hit wonder for the most part, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We promise you this because we thought of this idea. Next week on Sit and Spin, we're gonna take one-hit wonder artists and bands, but not play their hit.
We're going can you figure out the band?
Another song from their album and see if you can figure out who in the hell it is.
I can't remember what we were talking about. Some band.
We should do this tomorrow. Right?
We'll all play. You know?
And we were like, well, yeah, man, or a one-hit wonder. Then I said, you know what, man? Name one other song from this band. Like neither of us can figure it out.
We played another song from Barbie or, you know, one of those bands that had like one hit.
Right.
Would you be able to figure out who in that? I mean, I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't know.
Well, I just blew my mind. I was like, for some reason, I went down the rabbit hole of the band Aha, the Take On Me song.
But you might be able to identify them.
You think?
But just based on their sound, maybe?
No, I wasn't even about hearing any of the songs. I found a live version. I was like, I can't. For some reason in my head, I'm like, I'm just shocked that they even performed in front of me. You know?
So people show up.
I was like, wow, people went to this concert and they actually performed the song live. It was crazy.
10 best Kiss songs.
What else are they going to perform?
Nothing.
Number 7.
I
kissed a girl, but I
still love this one.
You know why? The girl cleaned her kitchen.
Katy Perry?
So easy. Yeah.
She has ripped lately. Have you seen that woman's body?
I have.
I only look from the neck up. You know,
yeah, you're a respectful man.
I really am.
I still remember the Elmo shirt, Katy Perry. Yes. That's my favorite Katy Perry ever.
These are the Mike 10 knows. Best kiss songs of all time.
Number 6. I wanna kiss you all over.
Except for that one weird part on your lower back.
And that,
I mean, come on, man. Doesn't matter who you're with. See, like,
wait, hold on. Turn this up. What is he singing about? He wants to do what?
I think it's a Limp Bizkit record.
Yeah. Welcome to the Holiday Inn. Tip those bartenders and waitresses. They're working hard for me, they're working hard for you.
Number 5.
Kiss me once.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Kiss me twice. Come on, pretty baby. Kiss me down.
I'm assuming she's out with, like, Trickster and, you know, Slaughter.
At some casino right now.
Yeah.
I mean, is she performing or is she just there? Like, have you seen her lately, man? I get a feeling she's at the slot machine, cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
What was her first band?
She's a Runaway.
The Runaway.
She was a runaway. Joan Jett.
Yeah. And I think they just turned like 65.
I'll be damned.
The band itself?
No, like the women in the band.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's looking. Oh, she aged the way I think Lita Ford was probably scheduled to age. That's probably the best way to put it. Living hard, rocking out, Mike.
Kiss me deadly and probably within the next decade.
You're right.
Unless she eats like a vegetarian. Yeah, I mean, come on.
I have faith in her.
We're all getting there. We're all getting there.
Some quicker than others, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you're coming up here.
I know
I am. These are the 10 best Kiss songs of all time.
Number 4.
This kiss, this kiss.
Oh, God, I hate this one.
Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss.
This was before Carrie Underwood came around and erased her career.
Is it Faith Hill?
Yes.
Ah.
That's fine. I was about to guess, is this Carrie Underwood?
Other blonde country singer.
Right, with nice legs.
Yes.
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 These are the 10 best Kiss songs of all time.
Number 3. Because your kiss, your kiss, is on my list. Because your kiss, your kiss.
What do you think the one guy's mustache smelled like? Because look, man, they were crushing it in the 70s and 80s. I get the feeling every groupie he'd ever been with.
Probably like bleach and feta cheese.
Everyone on crew is just like, don't come too close. Don't talk to us.
Just stand back a little.
Stay away.
Watch him walk off and go to the bathroom on someone and come back on the face. It's its own thing.
He's like, I had a great night last night. We know.
We know, dude. We can smell it from here.
Shovels away like a spider coming back. These are the 10 best Kiss songs of all time. Here.
Number 2.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have
He's
to
not
be
getting. He sleeps with everything.
You know, if you ever watch old episodes of the Tom Jones songs, he's pretty much he's just doing covers.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. I mean, yep. He's kind of made a career. He's had one or two hits. But for the most part, he just covers other people's stuff.
He also sings like a teacher that's angry at the class. And you get, ain't no particular sign. You know what I mean? When you're telling your kids in no uncertain terms.
It's a very specific tone. Yeah.
It is. It is an odd way to sing.
Well, the strangest playlist of all time right now.
I know. These are the 10 best Kiss songs of all time.
Maybe you put this on the list of the worst Kiss songs of all time.
I hated the song when it came out. And it was weird, man. Like, we go to the concert, and absolutely, they played this. I remember all the chicks were screaming.
I don't get it.
I'm like, the dude is dead.
Yeah.
What are you so happy about, you creepy sons of bitches? What the hell?
It takes a lot for me to not like a Pearl Jam song.
But they found the formula.
This is the bathroom break right
here.
Just
bring the room down.
It's number one. It's number
all
one
the
for
songs
reason.
You could cover, and this is what you pick.
And how did it become such a big hit?
I don't know.
I still don't get that to this day. Like, there's so many other songs that they've done that are amazing, but this is their biggest hit.
I was disappointed in our station. Like, we got all these songs to play. We're playing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's National Kiss Day.
Mm.
Thank you, guys. All right. We'll see you again next week. And anything going on this week on the big show?
Oh.
We got to figure out our costumes for the holiday hangover, Halloween hangover, whatever the hell.
Hullabaloo. Yeah, we just found out about that today as well. Good times.
You guys have ideas yet?
No. We just found out.
I might just go naked and say I'm a pervert. Yeah. It's easy.
Oh, they're just shocked.
Well, enjoy your National Kiss Day.
This conversation.
Show of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISWN KAISWHD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. According to doctors, intermittent sobriety is now trending.
Was that called sleep?
Right.
I was like, what is intermittent sobriety when I'm not drunk?
I think it's the same as intermittent fasting where you focus on not drinking for an extended period.
So, like, if you go to work and you're sober.
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You get like a 2 or 3 hour window in the evening, and then you go to sleep, you're sober again.
Intermittent sobriety is just when you don't drink.
Yeah.
That's just called the weekdays for most. You know, that's just called Monday and Tuesday. That's just called Tuesday morning.
Yes. I'll give you Tuesday morning. Yes.
A new study found that severe obesity is on the rise in the U.S.
How is that? When they say most of the country's obese,
well, I believe
are they
a
getting
lot of it,
bigger?
No, right. The people are just settling in. Still, a lot of people did not lose their pandemic weight.
Correct.
And so it's just
a lot of people built bad habits during the pandemic.
Yeah, a lot of people don't go into the office and work and move their body and stay at home.
That's a fact.
No,
you know, and just a little bit of workout every day, man, is all you got to do. Like, I'm doing laps out here,
planking,
you know, doing some planking out here.
Yep.
Just need a little bit's all you got to do. Take, you know what? I actually, one of the headlines that I read earlier this year was about the fart walk and how the health benefits of that.
The fart walk?
Basically, after dinner, go out and just go for a 20-minute walk.
And just fart it out?
You bet.
All right.
And it gets stuff in your gut moving. It they call it a fart walk because as you walk, things get moving.
Take the dog out.
That's what I was going to say. You say what you want about it being a dog owner, but man, you're up in the morning. You better get that dog out, and you better do it at night a couple more times.
And I'll say, man,
And you always feel better, even if it's raining, when you come back. You're like, I'm glad I went out and took a walk.
I've started looking forward to it. My wife and I, man, we'll leave the dog behind because we've already walked him for the night.
Right.
And so then it's just the two of us enjoying each other's company. We get the talking
farting
out. You bet.
Now,
just, blowing in the wind.
It does suck when it's dark at 4, but other than that.
Yeah, and it's rainy outside, so granted, and I haven't gotten to that point just yet, but I still enjoy it. It's a good time. A new luxury space balloon has just completed a flight test.
I saw that. They went up about like 100,000 feet, I believe.
Yeah.
Just on the edge of the atmosphere.
Right.
Which, for those of us who live on Earth, plenty far. And then descended safely back into the ocean.
But that makes a little bit more sense as far as, you know, like the SpaceX, civilian space tourism, as it were.
Sure.
I feel like the balloon is the better,
I would agree,
better
with that
kind of mode there.
There are fewer things to go wrong.
Right.
Meaning elimination of fuel and weight and all that. And I want to say the capsule holds 8 people. And if you have $125,000 and you just don't know what to do with it,
no kidding,
you can buy a seat. Well, they want to start it next year. And next year will be here sooner than not.
And that's the part that kills me. Like, I know it costs a lot to make these things happen, but do we really got to charge, you know, a house payment?
They at least initially, because they need to cover their cost of starting
up. Yeah, you're right.
And they already booked it. I want to say it was like 32 reservations already.
I mean, maybe before we die, we'll get, you know,
maybe
civilian casual space
civilian. Like, can we just get coach? Can we get the Spirit Airline of space travel? I don't care if there's a bat in the cabin.
Right.
It's fine.
I'll give you a rent payment. Call it good enough for me, huh? Thrill, what celebratory week is this?
Oh, the week?
Yeah.
It is, you know, the week leading up to my father's birthday.
That is exactly right. It's Sea Otter Awareness Week, and it's time for us to be aware.
Sea Otter Awareness
Week? Yeah.
Okay.
You knew that.
Of course I did.
But let's be aware.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 facts about the cute little cuddly varmint, the sea otter. You might not be aware of the inspirational impact this foul fur fiend has had on society. For example, Alanis Morissette was inspired to write her massive hit because of sea otters. Maybe you've heard her song, You Otter Know.
Wow.
And if you're looking to have an otter for dinner, just melt butter in a saucepan, add the otter, curry powder to taste, and finely chopped rosemary. Stir over medium heat until the otter is cooked through and completely irresistible. That otter do it. Dig in.
Got it.
You otter know.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I will take this moment to say thank you to VD, who is currently in New York right now getting ready for
Doing
I'm
serious
Listening.
Stuff.
That's right. Getting ready for I'm Listening, which will broadcast tomorrow evening on these very airwaves.
That's right.
So him taking the time out of his day to do something stupid like this, I appreciate that. Be sure to tune into I'm Listening tomorrow night. So here's some facts about sea otters during Sea Otter Awareness Week.
I'm going to see if there's anything here I don't know about sea otters.
So you guys might not have known this, but otters might look soft and cuddly, but they remain dangerous wild animals.
Yeah, they're related to muskrats and wolverines.
They have a strong teeth and a powerful bite, so whether you see an otter on land or at sea, be sure to maintain a safe distance of at least 5 kayak lengths or 60 feet from the otter.
Well, they'll still
chase
your ass
down. They're
still
going to come up and they're going to come to you.
Yes.
And that was what the river otters, apparently sea otters, were like 3 times as big.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That's a different kind of approach.
And again, if I'm in the doggone water, that otter's going to do whatever it wants to me.
That
the only
exactly
way to avoid
correct.
An otter is to get out of the friggin' water.
not even The otters on land that attacked that woman in
they chased her down, man.
I can't remember. But
she wasn't in the water.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She's on. Like, she's jogging.
Yes,
otter.
They swam out of. They came out of the lake and.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Hill, the champion of Big Dummy over here. Do you know what a group of resting otters is called?
Oh, give me a second. A float.
You're so close. It is a raft.
Okay, I was like,
right.
I knew it was one of those two.
Otters love to rest in groups. Researchers have seen concentrations of over 1,000 otters floating together. To keep from drifting away from each other, sea otters will wrap themselves up in seaweed, forming something that resembles a raft.
How long do you think it took river otters to figure out, hey, man, maybe we should hold hands?
Right.
Because last night, 25 of us went to bed. There's 7 of us left.
The otter is one of the few animals that use tools.
What they do, because they open up whatever they're eating, like clams or whatever they dig for.
So the sea otter's tool of choice, typically a rock that can be used as a hammer or an anvil to break open hard-shelled prey. It says, ever wonder where otters actually store these tools for safekeeping? They have a loose patch of skin under their armpit to store both the food that they foraged and their rock to crack it open.
Ooh, armpit food.
Yeah, and so they'll just float on their back, and then they'll put whatever food is on there, and they'll just beat the hell out of it right there. And
otters basically eat the way we eat room service.
Or crabs.
You know, laying on your back, just chilling out.
Yeah. You know, but they're kind of like at a crab shack where they give you the little hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Crack that thing open. They say they are an essential keystone species. Again, these are facts about otters that you might not have known during Sea Otter Awareness Week.
What are you if you're keystone?
A keystone species is a species that is critical to how an ecosystem functions because it has large-scale effects on the communities in which it lives. Along the Pacific coast, sea otters help control the sea urchin population. Fewer sea urchins, in turn, help prevent kelp forests from being overgrazed. In California, research has found that sea otters also enhance seagrass beds.
Well, hopefully they eat enough of that sea urchin where we don't have it on a sushi menu. That is terrible stuff.
Is it? I've never had it,
but
and I don't know that I will.
Every animal in the ocean loves the taste of sea urchin.
They do.
So if you pick one up, very gingerly, might it, and turn it over, if you're in a cove with fish.
Yeah.
You've got like an aquarium in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. You know, the fish that come out of the woodwork to eat the bottom of that thing.
I'll be scrolling TikToks or reels or something like that, and I inevitably end up with somebody who's cleaning up some sort of a seabed, and he's got a hook on there that he's pulling sea urchins off the bottom, and he's bagging them up to then take them out of there. And like Miles is saying, these fish are all swarming up on him until finally the last one, he'll pull one over, crack it open, then he'll just let them feed on everything inside there. They love it.
Did you see the video of the octopus punching fish this morning?
No, but that sounds funny.
It's awesome.
Bitch. Facts about sea otters during Sea Otter Awareness Week. They can have a pup any time of the year. Southern sea otters breed and pup year-round. While northern sea otter pups in Alaska are usually born in the spring, a newborn pup needs constant attention and will stay with its mother for 6 months until it develops survival skills. This fun fact, an otter pup's fur is so dense that it can't dive underwater until it gets its adult fur.
Damn.
This comes in handy when mothers leave their pups for safely floating on top of the water surface.
The environment doesn't change that much as far as the temperature of the water. Now, it is right now in Alaska. It's getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, you know, up until lately, I mean, the water was only fluctuating about 8 degrees where they lived in the Northwest.
Gotcha.
In the ocean. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's one season for them.
Yeah. And then on that ticket, sea otters have the thickest fur of any animal. Their fur, Their fur contains between 600,000 to 1 million hair follicles per square inch.
Whoa.
Unlike most other marine mammals, otters lack a blubber layer. Instead, they depend on their dense water-resistant fur to provide insulation.
You need one of those really expensive razors, like 4 blades.
Yeah, the Flobee ain't got nothing on that.
God, can you imagine? Like
shaving an otter?
Right. Animal cruelty aside, how hard would it be to doggone shave an otter?
You know I'm looking it up right now. The hairless otter. Every time we do this with an animal, man. Hold on. Hairless otter.
Hairless otter. Hairless animals in general that are supposed to have hair, especially the bear. Like, everybody brings up the bear, which is the stuff of nightmares if you look that up, a hairless bear. But I feel like anything.
Yeah, the hairless otter, not quite as cute.
No.
Yeah, you would not let that bitch touch it.
Does it look like a wet otter that's just kind of got its fur all matted down?
No, I mean, it still looks like an otter. Honestly, it's just a bald, like a hairless cat.
Okay.
You recognize that it's a cat, but it still looks significantly different than the cute thing you want to pet.
If you're a hairless bear, are you still allowed to wear leather?
You can wear chaps.
Just doesn't look the same.
No, it doesn't.
You can wear the collar, I guess.
Doggone it, Miles. Sea otters eat 25% of their body weight in food every day. Again, it's Sea Otter Awareness Week, and we're learning a little bit about sea otters. Their diet includes sea urchins, crabs, mussels, and clams, which they're known to crack open with a rock and eat while floating in the water. To find food, they may occasionally dive as deep as 250 feet.
You said what percent? 50%?
25%. Quarter of their body weight in food every day.
I mean, I'd have to sit down and eat just under 50 pounds of food.
But that's living the life.
A day. Yeah. I mean, it is.
U.S. and international law protects threatened sea otters. Hunted to the edge of extinction by fur traders in the 18th and 19th centuries, the few remaining sea otters were first protected by the International Fur Seal Treaty in 1911. Maybe that's why they're so mean. They kind of have a little vendetta against us for having, you know, hunted them to near extinction. Most sea otters call Alaska home, as Miles was saying. Approximately 90% of the world's sea otters live in coastal Alaska. Many live in the water surrounding public lands, including Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, Glacier Bay National Park, Kenai Fjords National Park. Southern sea otters range along the mainland coastline of California from San Mateo County and Santa Barbara.
Do you think they tell all the Alaskan otters that they're from California when they talk?
They have to.
I'm a California otter.
I'm sorry. I'm normally from California.
Here, our tacos are much better.
Where's the good sea urchins? Right. These are all filthy. I'm sorry. I'm from California.
We do it different down there.
Really good sea urchins. Soy milk.
Otters have some interesting relatives. They're a part of the, Mustelidae family. I'm sure I screwed that up. Which is a family of carnivorous mammals that includes skunks, weasels, wolverines, and badgers.
Oh, they got all the players.
They are the largest member of the weasel family, yet the smallest marine mammal in North America.
Huh, okay.
Well, when you're competing against whales, I mean.
That's true.
I think they can only call themselves weasels.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to say that to them. I'm an otter, damn it.
I'm an otter. Come on.
You a sea weasel.
And then the last fact that you might not have known about otters during Sea Otter Awareness Week. 13 different species exist around the globe. The U.S. is home to two species, the sea otter and the North American river otter. River otters are much smaller, averaging 10 to 30 pounds, with a cylindrical body and a small head. Sea otters weigh more, around 45 to 90 pounds, with large, furry faces. So there you go. Stop it. That's the facts about sea otters. Residents of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of Manchester were unsettled by a strange sight floating down a local river, Miles.
What was floating down the river there?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 62-year-old Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of Great Britain. And earlier today, Starmer was in Liverpool, England, giving a speech at the United Kingdom Labour Party Conference. Now, as he was articulating his vision for children in Britain, he was interrupted by someone in the audience asking him about his stance on Gaza. And the Prime Minister, to his credit, he didn't miss a beat. He addressed the question, saying, quote, "I call again for restraint and de-escalation at the border between Lebanon and Israel. I call again for all parties to step back from the brink." But I'll let you hear his final comment on the topic in his own words, as only he could say it.
"I call again for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages, the hostages."
I'll play that for again in case you didn't quite catch the little flub there.
"I call again for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages, the hostages."
Yeah, homeboy slipped up and called the hostages sausages, which made me think, who could forget the infamous 1979 Iran sausage crisis, or 1985 when hijackers detained 147 sausages on TWA flight 847. Let's not forget the sausages held for 12 days in India in 1994, most recently in May of 2000, when several sausages were held captive for 56 days.
I think our man was just hungry.
I'm guessing so, man. That's a big scoop.
This was an early speech he made.
The immediate release of the sausages. Hostages.
I want to get
my bag.
I need some sausages.
You can't hear it, but my stomach is growling fiercely.
Sausage. You think somebody was cooking them in the back or something like that?
My
beans and sausages.
Yeah. The immediate return of the sausages. Hostages. My bad.
Sorry.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
All right, it's going to get us on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.